Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are some of the key indicators or patterns that you find particularly valuable in your trading strategy?
Man, Ty's not here, but he's here with me in spirit. Of course, I'll look at 72-day moving average of 200 to get a overall direction. I'm going to tell you guys to look at the open, the low and the close of the day to give you an idea for what the range for the day could be. So let's say you're trading on a Thursday. If you have the open, low and the close plotted out on your charts, it'll give you a range for where the market could go. So if I'm shorting, I probably short from a moving average down to the low of the previous day. Or if I'm going long, I will go long to the previous high of that next day. You want to keep the same targets, but let's say news comes out. The news is incredibly positive. Let's say you're trading Bitcoin futures and all of a sudden Biden says, hey, I think crypto is going to be the next wave of the digital dollar and it can't be stopped. Of course, Bitcoin is going to go through the roof. I probably, if I was going to have a shorter target, would move it to the high of the previous day so I can get more upside and get more asymmetric risk on my side that way.
Those are all great. Moving average for sure. 20-day 50-day, 100-day, 200-day moving averages. I also would look at the six-month. I look at the one-year. I look at the year-to-date. Yeah. Look at the five-year. Sometimes I'll go out to 10-year just to see, like, what I want to really get the real scale of it. I love looking at the volume.
Volume is key.
Volume is key. And then I know you hate RSI, but I look at it just to see whether something's being overbought or over.
Okay, I don't hate it. Let's give a tip.
Let's not bash.
Let's uplift.
Okay.
If you're going to use RSI, you should use 95.5 opposed to 70, 30, or 80.
I go 80-20.
Okay.
I go 80-20.
Yeah.
95.5 is crazy.
But
that's super
safe. You want to invest at the extreme.
Yes, that's super
safe. Because most people usually get into a move too early or too late. Like, just think about all the guys you met that want to do podcasts. If they started in 2017... the community was not there yet.
I get it.
If they started this year, it's too late.
Yeah.
Unless you are doing something incredibly unique, a lot of it is about timing. So if you use a 95.5, also too, if you're using Fibonacci retracements and you put your Fibonacci retracements over RSI, that'll give you a better lead in. Yeah. I do this for and then real. The last talking on YouTube.
The last thing, and I used it early on, I still use it now, is Bollinger Bands.
Gotcha.
I just like to see the deviation of, you know, has it come out of its level of performance or is it underperforming? So a combination of all those things.
Yeah.
But I don't trade as much, right? Like I'm more invested in anything. And so if I'm doing
fewer
something,
trades is a better investment.
I'm doing a lot fewer. So I'm looking at it. I'm doing all those for a company. Mm-hmm. I make the investment and then that's it.
If I can be super honest and transparent, well, I always say like, I love trading less. When I hear a person be like, yeah, I took 300 trades. I'm like, man, I'm kicking your ass, yo. Like, imagine just being like Ray Allen at the Heat, knowing you can take 15 shots, 20 shots a game, but you really need 6 or 7 key shots to shift a game. A lot of it is like trade selection, because if you're trading at a high enough, and I tell people this all the time, like if you're trading at a high enough clip and you only take 1 or 2 trades a week, you should win 80%. I'll fund you.
If you're doing 300 trades, just, I mean, the amount of like work you'd have to do to make sure that you're efficient in that, that's like more than a full-time job.
Absolutely. Without proper trade portfolio construction, tile stop. Like you have to know where your edge and your alpha is going to come from. And if you're not, and I know people are like, well, algorithm trades thousands of times per day. I'm like, yeah, but you also don't know for most hedge funds what the returns are on those thousands of trades. That's an older strategy as well. If you, even if you look at for most people that trade futures and trading size, they're looking to get a few good trades off. Even on the option side, you don't see many people saying, yo, I fired off 30 option trades this quarter. It does not happen because futures and options are traded on the same exchange. So the big boys, like when we went down to Wall Street, I was trying to pry every bit of information. I'm like, how many trades you have the traders upstairs trading? He's like, I don't know, 2 or 3 a week. What's the return? 700-800% a quarter. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what? Glowing.
Yeah.
Less is more, because everyone that's inexperienced is taking all the shots. A great trader is going to wait for the right one. And then you have to put a lot of capital into the trades that you have conviction on.
Yeah, that's nearly 2 trades a day. Yeah. It's 252 trading days in a year. So, yeah, I mean, is it possible to do?
You could
do
it. If you take care of your kids and you got a girl.
Yeah, most people at work.
And you're getting cussed out because you got caught sliding into Brittany Renner's DMs. You're not going to have a bunch of good days where you trade back to back. You can do 2 trades a week. Hey, y'all. Shout out to Shaq. That's probably
shout
for basketball,
to Shaq, man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was a business meeting.
It was a,
for basketball.
Of course.
Wise.
It was auditioning.
I don't want no smoke with Shaq.
Nah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shaq. So,
he might kick you with his feet. Craziest feet I've ever seen.
What's the most influential factor that led to you becoming a successful trader, and how did it develop your trading strategy?
That's a great question. Most influential factor was just seeing the freedom behind it. But the most inspiring thing was like the first time, like I went to the Chicago's Exchange and I was like, hey, like how many contracts can you trade? And I was like, as many as you want to. So I'm thinking 1 contract, 10. And then I would like, at that time, I saw somebody trade 80 contracts on a Russell. And he had made like $46,000 in like 4 or 5 minutes. And I was like, what? I didn't even know this kind of money was available. I'm like, what the hell is the future and what are contracts? But when I saw the money, and it was like same lessons, but if you're disciplined, you can determine how much money you want to make. And I just, you know, when you see an entrepreneur like Kaiser Soze, we were talking about him yesterday, when you have a joy for something and they had a big win elsewhere and you can't help but to get inspired, when I saw that, I'm like, okay, if I can get this down, I literally never have to talk to anyone to be able to make money on demand the rest of my life. Now, trading is a hard journey. A lot of losses before you get good. It breaks your spirit. You almost want to quit every other week. Like, 1 week, you're like, man, I can tell God what to do. And then God be like, be humble. Then you lose 22,000. But the thing that helped me on the journey is, like, understanding other fields. Like, I was watching Last Dance every day last week. Same thing. Shot selection, running the same system. Like, with that triangle offense, you can argue the triangle wasn't even the best for that team, but out that triangle, they're able to counter the moves. And in futures trading and in trading in general, you're really countering the mistakes of other people. Mm-hmm. And using, so when people overtrade, I undertrade. When people are extremely afraid, When we're drawn down 2%, 3%, that's the time when I'm looking to either get in short to ride the market down or to go long. So it's a lot of counter. Same with Floyd. It's a lot of defense, going back to defense wins championships. When Paul Tudor Jones made all that money in 87, he was countering what everyone else was doing at that time. So knowing how to be a contrarian and being right is key.
What do you think about this? Because you've been trading a long time. The amount of people that are now in trading and mm-hmm. being able to bounce ideas mm-hmm. and sharing wins, but also sharing losses, because there was a time when people didn't talk about the things that they were trading.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, over the past 3 or 4 years, we've seen the conversation change. Obviously, Ring Legion has helped. Market Mondays has helped that. But what is that like for you now?
To share them?
Yeah.
When people share with me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing because I don't have anyone to bounce those ideas off.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like when I was able to bounce the ideas off of Art and then Suresh, Monique, Danielle, Ty, my accountability partners, that was all I had. Even when I would bring it up in 2014, people were like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't even know what features are. And then the thought was like, oh, you're going to be great at this, when I never even heard of it. So that gave me a lot of motivation to just like stay with it. But like, I love when people are like, hey, I didn't know what futures was 2 years ago, and now I'm making $1,000 in a day or $3,000 in a day. And then they'll share the $4,000 loss they had, but then make it up with a $15,000 win. I'm like, man, I promise you I'm going to be disciplined. I'm like, when I check with you next, mm-hmm. let me see your report. So
yeah, I think part of that makes it more encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like, even like it was Trap or it was you,
yeah.
or even like Shoddy and Bam, like we're all doing it.
Yeah.
And so saying like, hey, I made this mistake, but the more gratifying thing is saying, hey, you're looking at that too?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking at that.
Yeah.
It's more of that confirmation that, all right, we're all looking at the same target.
Mm-hmm.
There's something here.
This how you know it really works. Because when they hit me and be like, what you think this is going to go to? If it doesn't work, if I get him a loss, he's going to come on here and be like, nah, I ain't jacking that. I lost 29,000. Listen to that dumb shit you was talking about. He hasn't done it. Selection is key. And especially like when you have a bunch of like-minded people that all do it, you should see the same entries and the same exits. You should see it. Like when you came on, what was that, last year, like Tech Getting Too Hot. And I started looking, I'm like, yeah, the PE ratio is like 150, 122. I'm like, we have to come down. And slowly, ooh. We started to trickle down. No money's coming in.
That was a roller coaster going down.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped 30% in the NASDAQ. Yeah. That was a lesson.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some risk mitigation. Mm-hmm. How do you approach risk management in your trading? And what strategies do you employ to mitigate potential losses?
Man, as soon as I get in profit, as soon as I'm up like 8%, I'm locking in 2% of profit. It sucks to do because you can make a lot more money not locking in profit fast. But those down days when you're down 20%, 30%, I'll take up 2%. It, to me, it's like a layup. If I can get a tip back layup and just get an easy 2 opposed to like the amazing 28-foot 3, defense is better, because like if you get 9 of those, you're still up 18%. And then I know after usually around 10 trades, like I'll hit my big win around my 10th trade. That's one way. Only trade Mondays and Fridays, only trade in the open or London session. Once that hour hits, I'm out of the market, and then literally like staying underneath 60 trades on a year.
Stop losses?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like NASDAQ, my stop loss maximum would be 100 ticks. ES is normally 16 or 20 ticks. But yeah, stop loss every time.
Shoddy's a risk mitigation.
Defense is everything.
He's all. I would say, I mean, for the average or the beginner investor,
he has the greatest mitigation I've ever seen.
Get your initial investment.
Yeah.
Right? So if I put in $1,000 and my investment went up to 2, I could take out the 1.
Yeah.
And now I'm
locking that profit.
Locking the profit. You never lose when you take money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those of you that have smaller accounts, it may not be fun to do this, but the thing that knocks out most beginner investors is losing too big that first time and you never get back in. Yeah, it's not fun to have 1,000 in and you make 200. What is fun to see, I made 200, 150, 220, 180, 400. Now you get confidence and now you're like, oh, I'm going to let this one run. Now 1,000 turns into 2,500 or like on NVIDIA, 10,000 turned to 80,000 for some of you. And now you have a life-changing win. But if you don't, it's like not having a stop loss and not mitigating risk is like driving a Ferrari on the Autobahn with no brakes.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. Backdrop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.